It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
You know, we live in a stressed out world. I don't even think I need to go into it. All you have to do is read the news. But a study was just recently issued that said Americans are overwhelmed with the stress of moving.
Yeah, you know, the average American would move six times throughout their lives, and that's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
They're just not moving. They don't want to move. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was kind of an interesting fact that 65% of all the movers, it's between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that. It was that high. I know that that's an active time of year, but I didn't realize it was 65%.
So you know what? You should just take the rest of the year off.
Absolutely. I should only work between those.
You know, it makes 67% of your nut and you're done.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. I like it. I like the way you think.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So the stress of moving, I know I was talking with my significant other recently. I wanted a more garage space and maybe another room. And she looked at me and said, no, I'm not moving. Yeah. It's too stressful. And so I guess this backs that up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I can tell you, being in real estate, we're nothing but a punching bag. The stress that the people are experiencing sometimes is vented towards us. And they actually claim that moving is as stressful as dealing with death in families and divorce. So in a lot of ways, I believe it. They're actually saying that it's more stressful than planning a wedding. Now that I'm not so sure about. That was very stressful.
Well, honestly, maybe for the woman. I don't know. I never felt that stressed over it, you know.
All right.
I just got in hot water. Five tips for buyers in a tight housing market. So we know that the market is tight. What are some five tips?
Okay. First, determine what your budget is going to be and stick to it. How do you do that? Start off by speaking with a lender, finding out what it's going to actually cost you, factor in taxes, insurance, the total amount. Get that figure, and then from there, figure out the rest of your budget, your food budget, your car allowance, you know, all of your expenses, and stick to it. What's really important to understand in today's market, there's a lot of bidding wars. It's an aggressive market. Know your numbers and stick to them.
Yeah.
So if you know that the most you can go is X amount, then stick to that. You know, have a plan.
Well, especially if you're a realtor, if you say, I want to buy a house for $300,000, your realtor shows you a $400,000 house.
That's a waste of time.
Yeah, well,
waste of time. So don't even tease yourself and have the realtor show you a $400,000
I know, it's
house.
A terrible experience because then the $300,000 house, I don't know, I don't like
it
anymore.
Yeah, I don't like it so much. $400,000, yeah. And that's in any price range.
Yeah.
So stick to your budget.
Yeah, stick to your budget.
Mm-hmm. Identify neighborhoods and your housing wants versus needs. And, you know, you can always add the hardwood floors later. You can change out the appliances to stainless steel, but there's certain things that you can't change. If you're looking to be in a specific school district or you're requiring a certain size property, stick to those things. The other things you can change over time.
Good point.
So be prepared. Know the difference between your wants and your needs.
Okay. Number two. Number three.
Be ready to make a quick decision. Because the market's so competitive, have all your ducks lined up in a row, have your money ready. I can't tell you how many times I go to sell a house and the people have their money tied up in the market and it's not liquidated and they need a longer period of time to transfer the funds for escrow, or they're borrowing it against their 401k.
Yeah.
Just make sure your money is ready because you're going to be competing against others.
Well, is cash still king?
Absolutely. And if it's in a multiple offer situation, guarantee there's somebody with cash.
With cash.
Thanks for raising that point.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily he who has the best offer wins. It's also going to be a matter of who has the limited contingencies.
Uh-huh.
So you can actually be not in the best monetary, you know, purchase price position, but have less contingencies.
What do you mean by contingencies?
Well, for example, some people make it a contingent on attorney review, tighten your inspection period, make things more attractive to the seller. Sometimes for a seller, an extra few thousand dollars isn't worth taking, you know, a higher price with an offer with contingencies versus a lower price with no or little contingencies.
You know, but you'll see articles, they say, you know, here are the rules for buying a home, you know, make sure that it's subject to attorney review or whatever. But, you know, in the real world, you may want to have something like that, but it may not fly.
Right. And honestly, if you're working with an experienced, knowledgeable real estate professional. They're going to guide you through what's necessary and what's not, and how to better present your offer. So listen to them. They know what they're doing.
Okay. And then the final one?
Work with that realtor.
You didn't write this, did you? No, but seriously.
Her name is.
Yeah, her name is. Her website address.
You want to work with a professional that knows the marketplace that you're looking to purchase in. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times. There's so many reasons for it, Steve. If you're dealing with a local agent that knows all the other local agents, there's relationships that take place.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to purchase a home in a specific place and you're working with an agent who's not even familiar with the area, and you're competing against a real local agent who knows the other agents, the agent who knows the other agents has a better chance of getting an offer through than the outside agent. Mm-hmm. It's just human nature.
Well, you know, there's an old saying that, you know, many people know the price of something, but the value of nothing. And it's not only, you know, about commission costs or whatever, which are obviously an important part of the formula for making your decision, but it's what you're getting in return for the money that you're paying. And I mean, I would agree with you. I think using a real estate professional, it's not my area. I don't spend my days in the real estate market knowing what communities are priced which way, what the general market's looking like, and helping me through the closing. I think that's invaluable. So that's my two cents, and you're not paying me for that answer. It's the truth.
Agree.
Yeah. Let's talk about one last thing, fake listing scams. I know you have some thoughts about this. We have about a minute left.
Yeah, you know, this was something I'd seen in the past, and now apparently it's come back. And what is this fake listing scam? I'll give you a real scenario. I had a listing. It was for sale. The property was empty. A scammer saw the information like on Zillow, hijacked it, put it on Craigslist, marketed it as a property that was for rent.
Oh, boy.
A would-be victim calls up that scammer. Scammer tells them, oh, you can walk by through the property. If you're interested in it, I'll send you the keys, send me a cashier's check.
Mm.
And note that the prices are always less than they should be.
Yeah, yeah.
In two cases, the potential person that was going to be scammed did their homework, called me, and found out that the house was not even available for rent.
That's crazy.
So be very, very careful. Make sure you know who you're dealing with.
And I think it's the too good to be true rule. You know, if the rent is just too low, there's a reason. There's got to be a reason.
Yeah, exactly. You shouldn't be sending money and then somebody...
Oh, and then a cashier's check sending money. Yeah. Forget that.
There's your first clue.
All right. My guest, Terry Story, 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, Florida. She can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.